Hundreds of protesters are winding their way through the streets of downtown Ottawa. They're here to send a message to the leaders of the eight largest industrialized nations meeting in Canada. They argue G8 policies are benefiting corporations and hurting people in the third world. And they're concerned about the Western leaders' environmental track record. David Bernance is a member of the Bolsheviks. They spent 2 days biking here from Montreal, and they want Westerners to reduce their dependence on automobiles.
It's really not a very sane approach to organizing our lives, and we'd be much better off with better public transportation, more bike paths and stuff like that, and that's the kind of thing that we're promoting.
Like most protesters, Bernance is nonviolent. But in the past few years, these marches have disintegrated into battles. Some have thrown rocks and Molotov cocktails. Police have lobbed tear gas and pepper spray. This time, both sides expected more of the same. But Royal Canadian Mounted Police Inspector Jean-Yves Lemoyne knew something had to change. He was in Quebec City last year when violent protests broke out as leaders discussed the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas. He says he never wants to experience that again.
I was on the line in Quebec City, and I saw lots of things there that, to me, didn't work. When my partner got a Molotov cocktail on him, and he started to burn, I saw lots of people in the crowd the same way. It was just violence. Violence didn't resolve anything. And after all this, nobody knew why they came in protest. We only remember the violence.
Last fall, it was announced the G8 leaders would meet outside of Calgary. And Inspector Lemoyne got to work. He helped create police liaison teams in both Calgary and Ottawa, where protests were planned. And he started showing up at the protesters' meetings, trying to establish communication.
At first, what can we find out about each other? Which common grounds do we have? And lots of people were saying, well, you don't have any. But it's not true. We do have some. It's a question of education, eh? I mean, we're going to do something, and how can we make it work?
Lemoyne encountered skepticism from both the police and the protesters. Activists in Ottawa refused to participate in discussions, but Lemoyne kept trying. And he met with his colleagues, explaining the protesters' rights under Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But Lemoyne knew communication was not enough. The police needed to diffuse the tension during the protest itself. During a similar meeting of the G20 in Ottawa last fall, hundreds of riot police lined the streets. There were complaints that police dogs attacked innocent protesters. This time, dogs and riot police were on call, but not visible. Clusters of uniformed officers chat on the street corners as the protesters march by. Others patrol on bicycles. Lemoyne and his liaison team are right in with the marchers, wearing polo shirts that say police liaison. They know the organizers of the protest have called for graffiti and property damage, and there are large groups of marchers dressed in black, their faces covered with bandanas. But Lemoyne just keeps talking.
Activists were coming to see us, people with bandanas on. They were putting it down and say, what are you doing? Well, I'm just liaison. I want to make sure that whatever is happening here, that it's okay with you, so we can work together.
Despite fears, the protests were mostly peaceful. Activists like Samar Latrash believe the change in police tactics was responsible.
More often than not, every time there is a riot or violence or whatever, it is a reaction to the police, right? It's a reaction to them cracking down, to them coming with visors down and no badges and beating up on protesters. When they refrained from doing that, there was no violence to speak of whatsoever.
But there were some complaints. Witness groups from local churches say protesters were unfairly searched and constantly videotaped. However, they did cite the liaison team as a sign of improvement. Still, not everyone is convinced the Royal Canadian Mounted Police approach will work elsewhere. Jim Pujol is the assistant police chief in Seattle. His city continues to deploy riot police for large demonstrations.
It depends on the nature of the event, the emotional atmosphere, the intelligence that's been gathered ahead of time, and also the current environment.
Prior to the protest, the RCMP's intelligence unit predicted there would be violence. Inspector Jean-Yves Lemoyne would like to think they prevented that by using tools he says are less intimidating but even more effective. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Ottawa.